KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Education says those responsible for an alleged racially charged altercation at a Durban school will be held accountable. The department strongly condemned the mass assault at Centenary Secondary, which left three pupils stabbed this week. Officials are looking into what triggered the violent attacks. Disturbing footage shared on social media shows chaotic scenes with groups of schoolchildren running between cars on the road.
She went to school. Everything seemed fine. At about 8:45, I received a call from one of the other parents stating that there's a fight that has broken out. Students were being stabbed.
A concerned mother who's asked not to be named says this isn't the first time the school's been rocked by violence.
It's scary because, I mean, you drop your child off at school thinking that they're safe and they're protected in school. And the saddest part is every time you try and get a hold of a teacher or the school or the principal, there's never, ever an answer.
Starting this morning, we'll have to pay a lot more to fill our vehicles. The cost of both grades of petrol has gone up by 82 cents a litre. Diesel users will have to fork out over a rand more. Mineral Resources attributes the hikes to rising oil prices and a weaker rand. Now, FlySafair says it will continue to operate on schedule despite facing sanctions. The Air Services Licensing Council has given the airline 12 months to comply with shareholding ownership requirements. The council's found that FlySafair doesn't meet the requirement that 75% of its voting rights must be held by South Africans. The airline's Kirby Gordon reassured customers that they're working to address the matter.
We are taking advice and reviewing our approach and options, but we're really pleased that there are no threats to our operations as they stand and that we can return our focus now to the most important thing, which is, of course, our customers.
And President Donald Trump's revealed extraordinary plans for the U.S. in the Middle East. He says he wants the U.S. to take over the Gaza Strip, resettle Palestinians in other countries, and turn the territory into the Riviera of the Middle East. Trump is hosting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. He's told a news conference he wants to level the region and remove destroyed buildings. He says he envisions a long-term occupation.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site.
Trump is calling for what he's described as a beautiful area where Palestinians can resettle permanently, warning that Gaza is too dangerous.
I don't think people should be going back to Gaza. I think that Gaza's been very unlucky for them. They've lived like hell. They lived like you're living in hell. Gaza's not a place for people to be living.
31 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 37, Richards Bay 39. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.